Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo and visit with Carissa Essling. Carissa is a occupational therapist. And good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
So how's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Pretty busy, but...
Yeah, you occupational therapists, you're always busy, right?
I know. Yeah, we're on the go.
Well, Carissa, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday this morning. April is Occupational Therapy Month, so that's why we're talking to occupational therapists. And Carissa, before we begin here, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm Carissa Essling. I was Carissa Larson, graduated from Montevideo in 2010. I got interested in occupational therapy. I actually started job shadowing physical therapy and got to do a little bit of OT while I was job shadowing that, and I actually just switched right over and in college there and just kept pursuing OT, and I love my profession.
Okay. Where did you get your education then?
I did undergrad at Gustavus Adolphus in St. Peter, Minnesota, and then I did graduate school up at St. Scholastica in Duluth.
Okay. And you decided to come back home, huh?
Yep.
All right, you have a family?
Yeah, I have a husband, Travis Essling, originally from the Boyd-Dawson area, and then two boys, a two-year-old and a one-year-old. They're about 13 months apart, so they keep us busy.
Oh, I guess. You're getting to the terrible twos, huh?
Yeah, yes.
So how long have you been with CCM Health, Carissa?
I started in October of 2021, so less than a year, but I was over, worked in another facility for about 5 years before this.
Okay, good. Well, it is Occupational Therapy Month, as I mentioned, and we appreciate all you occupational therapists and what you do. So tell us a little bit about who are the occupational therapists at CCM Health in Montevideo, Carissa.
Besides myself, we have Melissa Anderson. And we have Annika Swenson in the area, and they both have their own interests and certifications to help people get back to living their best life.
Okay. And so there's three of you all together?
Yep, three of us OTs, and then in our department's also the PTs and the speech people.
So take us through a typical day then. Carissa, do you three work together or for scheduling and stuff like that? What's a typical day for an occupational therapist?
Well, typically we have the, we actually have receptionist people that do all of our scheduling for us. And they put all the schedules together, and we do chart reviews pretty much in the morning, get ready for people, and we go in and out, and we do talk to each other once in a while if we have a question or if we're like, hey, you know, this person's having this problem. Do you have any suggestions? So we can bounce ideas off of each other. Pretty much, we don't. If we're busy, we don't see each other that much because we're constantly with our patients and in and out of our offices. We do also do home health services and off-site visits and the hospital and outpatients, so we're kind of all over the place here.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You do outpatient stuff too, don't you?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. I'm going to back up a little bit here. What actually is an occupational therapy? What is occupational therapy?
Occupational therapy helps anybody with anything they need to do in a typical day, ranging anywhere from when you wake up, that morning routine of toileting, bathing, showering, to for children, it's the school, able to focus and handwriting and attend, or as adults, any of that work stuff if we're having difficulties completing any tasks we need to at work, to hobbies, to housework, to bedtime routines and sleep. We kind of do the whole range of everything, providing recommendations and accommodations to allow you to live your life.
Okay. What ages do you treat, Carissa?
Anywhere from birth to over 100, the whole entire lifespan. Annika actually just became infant massage certified. Oh. So she works with the babies a lot of the times, and as we get older, we have changes, and Melissa is the guru on our cognition and dementia here, so she helps with a lot of the older individuals.
Okay. What are some common diagnoses, like who should see an occupational therapist?
Anybody that's having difficulties or throughout the regular day. So we see people with pain issues, vision, fractures. For kiddos, some sensory processing difficulties, ADD, ADHD, autism, decreased attention span, focus, difficulties completing your daily routine, carpal tunnels, decubitus, falls. Anybody with handwriting difficulties or a work injury, we pretty much do a wide variety. We mostly do for those fractures, those upper ones, like a wrist fracture or something, where PTs will do more like an ankle. They do the lower body.
Okay. So you cover a lot of things then.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay. What are some of the common injuries or things that you work with?
I work a lot with the wrist and hand fractures and stuff. That's more of my realm.
Okay.
So anybody that has pain or a surgery for carpal tunnel or anything, they come see me.
What kind of exercises do you have them do that? I mean, what for your wrist or hand injuries?
Typically, we start with some passive range of motion, meaning I'm doing most of the work for you, especially when you just come out of that cast or something.
Okay.
Or surgery. And then we do some active assist and increase from there. And then we can add strengthening once we get our range of motion back and any of those functional tasks that you need to do during a day.
Okay. And how often do people see it, or does that differ?
It does differ. So typically, like in a hospital, we see them daily. We're outpatient, we kind of see them depending on the severity and availability of their time. We typically go one time a week all the way up to three times a week.
Okay. What specialties does CCM Health in Montevideo provide?
We actually have, I mentioned earlier, we have Annika, who is certified infant massage. She just actually got that this year.
Okay.
And so.
And what was Annika's last name again?
Swenson.
Annika Swenson, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Melissa is a certified lymphedema specialist. So any of
what
that,
is that
swelling, it's that swelling or edema. A lot of times you'll get some swelling after a surgery or after cancer and stuff like that. The treatments, when your legs get bigger, full of fluid.
Okay.
And so she has techniques to help reduce the swelling in your legs and get them back down to size prior to injury or diagnosis.
Okay. We're talking with Carissa Essling. She's an occupational therapist at CCM Health here on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And Carissa, as we wrap up here, who should a parent or caregiver contact to get more information or a referral?
They can reach out to their primary care provider or just mention it at their next appointment with whatever physician they have and just ask for an occupational therapy referral. You can always refer to our website at ccmhealthminnesota.com for more information.
Yeah. Okay, so at ccmhealthmn.com. Yep. All right, Carissa, what do you like about working at CCM Health?
I like my coworkers. They're a great group of people. They're very upbeat and super willing to help you with anything you need.
Mm-hmm. And you all get along, right?
Yes, we do, actually.
And you have a lot of fun?
Mm-hmm, we try. We try to tame it down a little bit, but.
Got to have fun at work, right?
Yes.
Sounds like you your day is a variety of things, and that kind of makes work fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right, Carissa, anything else you'd like to mention, or did we cover everything?
I think we covered most of it.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate your time this morning on Wellness Wednesday, and once again, April is Occupational Therapy Month, so thank an occupational therapist when you see them. So you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for being on the show this morning.
Yep.
That's Carissa Essling from CCM Health. She's an occupational therapist. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.